The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm George, filling in for Kate Delaney. George Russell, Twitter, Mr. Talk Radio, website mrtalkradio.us. I'd like to thank her for letting me fill in. You can deal with me for the next few hours. She'll be in California for the next 2 days. So you got two days of me if you can actually handle it. I know how hard it is when you have somebody else filling in for somebody that you listen to, especially a male voice over a female. You know, that's why I appreciate her having me fill in. That's not easy, you know. But then again, if you take a look at the female talk radio show hosts across the country, there's not that many good ones. She's good. There's not many of them.
You make it look easy, George.
So do you. You make your job look easy. Everybody does that's been doing it for a long time. If I didn't get it by now, I'm useless. You understand that? I couldn't work anywhere. But I appreciate her letting me fill in. I thank her so much. Great people, her and her husband. They're really good. They're good people. Wait till you meet them when they come up to New Hampshire again. I'm sure they'll be up here for someone first in the nation.
Right.
She'll be covering that.
That's great.
But I thank her for that. Anyways, Attorney Mark Stevens, bye-bye DWI. That's the website. He fights for the rights of individuals that, you know, may or may not have a problem being caught or allegedly caught for drunk driving. The laws are tough in our state on that stuff right now. You don't want to get pulled over for that today because it is just hell from the get-go.
That's an uphill climb.
Why does anybody even drink anymore? I mean, to go out. I mean, they've made the rules so hard on us, you're better off smoking pot.
Well, you know what, though? They're so nutty. The laws are so crazy now, they can prosecute you for smoking pot and driving, even though there's never been any kind of statistical studies done, any kind of real studies done that show that it adversely impairs your ability to drive. And they can, in New Hampshire, the law is any drug controlled or not. So they can get you for cough syrup, aspirin, Sprite, anything. If the cops can claim that you're under the influence of it, they can arrest you for DWI. It doesn't mean you're going to get convicted.
Like after coming out of a four-day set with the NHRA and getting whaled by nitrous.
Sure.
And being all dizzy and dopey.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I know you didn't drive all dizzy and dopey, George.
Well, you get high from that. That's why I go. It's the greatest thing, the greatest show on earth. If anybody has never been to the professional drag races, the NHRA, do yourself a favor and experience that just once in your life. You will never be the same. Period. I've been to everything in my life. I've seen it all. Air shows with F-14s flying over your head till your body shakes. There's nothing like two top fuel dragsters. You're in awe. Boy, you got to be nuts to drive one of those cars anyway. Nuts. I mean, crazy. Sick.
They're hauling. Those things are hauling fast.
Some corporations have religious rights. A deeply divided Supreme Court decided today. Well, today for me is Tuesday. For you, okay, for those on the East Coast, it's still Monday. But on Monday, which would have been the last day of June 30th, 2014. Listen to this now. You know what this all came from, right? This Hobby Lobby place. Have you read about this Hobby Lobby place? It's an Oklahoma-based arts and crafts retail giant.
Sure.
Emphasizes their conscientious desire to operate in harmony with biblical principles while competing.
Yes.
Okay, in a secular marketplace. This whole thing came down today because they argued that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and I don't know who gave it that. I try to just get a name out of it so you don't just immediately look to him, violates the First Amendment and other federal laws protecting religious freedom because it requires them to provide coverage for contraceptives like the morning after pill, which the company consider tantamount to abortion. And it got shot. It was the 5-4 decision based today. Ended the high court's term with the legal and political setback for the controversial part of President Barack Obama's health care reform law.
Right.
Big.
It's an important case.
I still have an issue with, you know, how the Obama administration was able to, whatever they did, I don't even know how subliminally maybe they made the Supreme Court be able to say that what you're doing, you can't demand money, but you can tax them. And however they finagled the wording to stop this whole thing off where they can make you pay for your health insurance, when that's unconstitutional, but he has the right to call it a tax. The day I heard that, I went upside down.
Yeah.
So now he got a blow today.
And this is a blow.
Oh, for years and years and years, it's always been separating, you know, state, church, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's debatable, and anybody who's out there can have an opinion. The bottom line, do you think that your company should have to pay or at least make the provide coverage for contraceptives? I don't think so. And that's a personal thing between two people. Nothing to do with your work.
That's right. Why does the employer have to pay for it?
Why does the employee even got to know you're taking this stuff?
Exactly. Exactly.
Huh?
What business?
Were you crazy?
Of the employer or the government, what are you taking?
How are you? What are you doing in your senior private time?
That's right.
This is assuming you're doing stuff on your private time that we have to watch out for.
That's right. Some people don't believe in contraceptives. Some do.
Supreme Court gave him a 5-4 gong.
Just get gonged. They get kind of a 5-4 split gong.
No, you didn't get gonged. That got gonged.
Oh, that got gonged.
Absolutely, that got gonged.
But, and it's and it's great that these people, whatever side you think on or whatever opinion you have on it, that people are committed to fighting things all the way up to the Supreme Court if they think they're in the right and they believe in something strongly enough. And, their position was that this country was founded on religious
freedom.
You work
for a company that's going to tell you that listen, as much as whatever they do out of Washington, D.C., always gets mixed up and taken to the extreme outside of Washington, D.C. You know, these people watch what you do all the time. You know, you get a guy that's going to the hospital more than another guy or a doctor's, and they may be calling it abuse of the health system that the company's providing for them. They do something. They do something about it. They're not going to come right out and say something, but they're going to make life miserable on that guy. You get somebody that's in there constantly getting contraceptives, well, come on.
Right.
Yeah. You got to be a moron not
it's
to
none
think
of their business. It's more.
Then you better believe it's none of their business. That's craziness.
It's more of the nanny state mentality.
It's worse.
It's a nanny. They're going to tell you what you can have for you. Not only
it's so bad.
Not only should people use contraceptives, but they're going to make the employers pay for it. Why? What are they getting?
They're going to be. Every year. Things get watered down a little bit more. I remember years ago the word used to be called dumbing down. This country is ridiculous.
It's probably bullying for saying dumbing down now, because dumb person might be offended.
Yeah, but you can't define a dumb person.
That's true.
See, now you're out of line doing that.
That's right.
Come on, listen. They can't even use the word moron anymore.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. In 1954, 55, up to the early 60s, doctors were writing prescriptions to people to go to psychiatric wards with the prescription saying moron on it.
Right, it was a psychological.
How do you like that?
A classification.
Yeah, call somebody a moron today. Human resources.
I can't punch
HR.
Go to human resources. You can't
he
punch
called
him.
Me a moron.
That's right.
Nobody wants to say anything to anybody in the business world anymore. That's why we live in such a miserable world today. It's lucky these comedians even get a chance to go out and do what they got to do today.
Right.
They have to go into 21-year-older clubs where you get ID'd 5 times and you're able to hear the F-bomb. It's brutal. We've lost our sense of humor in this country.
And the right to drop that F-bomb.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to make sure. Give me your ID. I want to make sure you're able to hear this, listen to this word. Because we're going to watch what you do. Because you know why? You're not mature enough to police yourself. That's why we're tired of the government. You know what they want? People want, folks, all you politicians that are running out there, get off our backs and stop taking money out of our pocket. But here's what happens. And I'm a real stickler.
Say about guns alone, too.
Yeah, leave our guns alone, too. I take that for granted because we live up here.
Yeah, but it's...
Why hasn't there been a hotshot lawyer that's taken New York City to court and said you can't do it? I don't care what law you pass. It's unconstitutional. You can't let these people not have guns.
I don't know.
How are they able to push that? All right, the same thing with not letting people drink 20-ounce cans of soda.
Right,
okay,
same thing. Soda's worse, actually, because it's...
Disarm a people, you own a people.
That's right. Well, that's the objective.
Well, that's what they think.
Cool.
Not in this state. Try it in here. Try it in Vermont and Maine and other states. Virginia. Yeah. We're going to take a break. Going to go take one right now. Attorney Mark Stevens on George Russell sitting in. We love the mentality kicked in.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I'm George Russell, sitting in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's a Tuesday morning, still probably Monday evening in the East Coast, West Coast, of course. And I am at Mr. Talk Radio if you want to follow me on Twitter. And website's MrTalkRadio.us. My guest, smart guy, he knows a little bit about everything, too, is Mr. Mark Stevens. He's an attorney.
Thank you, George.
ByeByDWI.com. Well, it's true.
Thank you, George.
Now, look at now, you know, I just noticed you walk, you got a crutch there. Huh? What happened?
I do. It's temporary.
Oh, I know it's temporary.
Yeah.
What happened? You all right?
Yeah.
You fall down?
I'm doing fine. No, I didn't.
I fell down. I can't get up.
I didn't fall down. No, I wasn't hitting a weed dispensary or anything.
No?
No. No. Just temporary. I had a little.
Well, you were a sports nut when you were young. Is that what happened?
I still kind of am nutty about it, but...
I know you know your sports. We haven't even started talking about that.
I just don't play them anymore for obvious reasons. Age and gravity have gotten me.
Well, that's what happens.
That's right.
We're not young anymore. I noticed that myself just recently. I started waking up and, I got an ache out of nowhere. Back. What's that? Elbow. What the heck's that? Why is that in the knee?
Yeah.
It just starts happening, right? It's all downhill after 50, though. No?
Unless you're in a state with medical marijuana, George. You're going to dent, you know? The world's your oyster. You don't feel the pain.
That's just what I need. I got to prove it, though. You got to prove it. Hey, look, when New Hampshire passed this law last year, which won't go into effect for next year, but for medicinal purposes for marijuana, we have the strictest rules in the entire country on that stuff. You're not going to be able to bullshine them, my point is. You know?
No.
You can't go in there with your backache unless they get an attorney like you. See, you've got a whole new world of business now.
Well, you know, that's a medical decision, though, for the doctor to either prescribe it or not. I mean, I've seen people with medical marijuana cards from other surrounding states that get stopped here and arrested for possession of marijuana because they don't know any better. They tell the cops, yeah, I got some. Here it is.
Oh.
I got a prescription.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, if a cop's asking you questions like that and you answer them, you're not helping yourself.
Well, people get scared.
Or they just don't know any better because it's legal where they are. It's legal to have where they reside.
Well, I mean, of course, but even when having to talk to an officer.
Right.
They're scared.
Sure.
They don't understand.
They get puckered up. Nobody wants to talk.
Lights are on.
Lights
guy comes at you. He's got a badge. He's got a gun. He's decked out.
Holding your license.
You're scared.
Holding your license.
That's not good.
Yeah. Are you going to get it back or not? Depends on how you answer the questions.
Well, you can't. That's
but
not
what
right.
they do. No, it's well, not right, but it's what they do.
And call you.
I'm not saying it's right.
Call you, give you back your license.
Yeah, so that's what we try and do is get them back.
That's a tough gig. You're busy every day, huh?
It's busy every day. The police are really aggressive with, particularly, you know, nobody told them that they lost the war on drugs 20 or 30 years ago, and they're still out there looking to, you know, drug interdictions, and now they're trying to get it through, you know, DWI laws, expanding those into non-controlled drugs, into anything, just to get frisky and rip a car apart and hope they find something.
Well, they were delivered a big blow last week with the cell phone.
Yes, that was excellent.
Big.
That was excellent.
That's tough for them, too. I have to think about them as well, because now, you know, you've got these states out here that are saying no texting. No texting and driving. So a guy pulls you over, says you were texting. It's your word against his. He has to go get a warrant now if he wants to go check your phone.
That's right.
That could take a little time.
Those aren't hard to get for them. If they have probable cause, it's not hard for them.
On the spot.
Not on the spot. Why should they get to hold you while they go get a warrant?
Well, that's my point is. I mean, it's going to be a bear for them to deal with this.
They went for centuries without looking into your cell phone or mine, and they don't need to look in them now.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody runs over somebody with a text messaging issue. I mean, I got hit by a girl that was texting. It was before this whole thing.
If somebody runs somebody over, they can arrest them for that. They don't need to get. Then they can get a warrant. They have plenty of time. They don't just let them go and say, have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Too bad you ran someone over and killed them.
So they're not allowed. You got to get a warrant to go look in your phone now.
That's right, as they should.
What?
Well, look anywhere.
Supreme Court's on fire lately.
Yeah, 5-4 on fire on a lot of things. But if you think about it, go right back and just read the Fourth Amendment. That's what it says. You know, your papers and effects. These are the no papers and effects. Is your phone.
What we'd like to cut down on, for those of you out there that are running for office, and I think across the country it's a big year. Is it going to be turnover again like it was a few years ago? I assume so. What we'd like this government to do is to, here's my own humble opinion, is for them to stop, okay, punishing everybody for the behavior of a few. That's got to stop. Okay, so there are some obese people in New York City that may not care about their health like you do or anybody else. So they decide they want to have 20 ounces of Mountain Dew every single day.
They got a right to.
But everybody else has to suffer because of that. Who came up with this idea? What? That everybody has to pay.
Right.
Okay, that is hour number two. I didn't think I was going to make it through the bell. But
Bloomberg
this is what
bomb.
Happens.
Bloomberg bomb. Bang, gone.
But this is just...
But you know what? Who cares if a kid wants to be fat and drink 100 ounces of it? Who cares? It's not the city of New York's... concern.
So
what?
That's the
They want to go out and do a hula hoop for an hour a day. They're going to make them do it.
Every day.
You know, fit 60 minutes.
Jumping jacks on Times Square. Everybody
eat a bunch of Twinkies afterwards.
Come on.
It's stupid.
You know, it's yes, and this is what I'd like to see, a little curtail of these rules and laws coming down the pike that are affecting everybody because of the behavior of a few people. Why? You know, they have no trust in the American people. That's pretty obvious. They don't trust any of us. They think we're all morons, you know, and that they're going to be...
You can't say moron. We established that before.
I'm in the box.
Okay.
Moron. That's the hammer. Should we videotape this? This could be live on video right now. See, cams today, that's another thing. That's a whole other new world, cams. People stare at cams. They've got people that have cams on a lake, looking at a lake, like a lake up in the northern part of our state, which has, it doesn't move. The leaves don't move. And it sits there for hours. People stare at it. They're mesmerized with these cams.
Really?
Yes. People just look, yes. Staring.
At a lake?
Anything.
I'd stare at something.
But
not a lake.
It depends on, I guess they'll find somebody out there that can put you into a personality category and know which cams you'd like to wear. You get some hot shot psychologists, they'll be able to find that out soon.
Okay.
Be able to dictate your personality.
I'm okay without that.
Soon enough, they're going to have so much background on you by what you do in surfing, they're going to pound you with everything that you like or can get addicted to on the internet. Believe me, they're one step ahead of you on everything.
Oh, sure. They're watching everything.
Don't buy a new laptop. Don't buy a new laptop at all.
Right.
You're tracked like you don't even know. Believe me. If you don't think you are, you're dreaming. You move them anywhere you move that thing. I'll bet you it's got GPS on it that they know who's what. Who? I don't know who these people are, but they know. This whole administration down there in Washington knows everybody and what they're doing and what they're going to do.
Right.
You know. It's pretty obvious today when you go surf the internet. And for instance, you know, I got a boat, you know, so I have to go look up something for a boat to for a piece for the Mercury or something like that there. Next thing I know, I'm reading the news at the Washington Times, and on the side they're advertising me for a piece of a Mercury boat. Yeah, because they know that's what you were looking at. That hasn't happened to you yet.
Yeah, of course it does. They monitor.
And you use an Apple, and it still happens to you.
Sure.
Well, there you go. You have to constantly clean your caches out,
right,
which we knew 10, 15 years ago. But you've got to get extra software now to bind up all of your surfing if you don't want to be hit with pop-ups. Who knows? Is there a business out there that profits from these pop-ups? Tell me, please. No way. Pop-ups.
Well, I think if they didn't profit from them, they wouldn't exist. I think you click on them, people click on them by mistake trying to close them, and it's led to another site. And that's how they make their money, skimming like that.
Yeah, they make their money, but it's not from you buying a product. People just trying to close these things as fast as they come up.
Right.
Right.
And they make some of them harder to close.
Right. So however it is that the manipulators that to program these things found out a way to make money or pay a company some amount of money for amount of hits because of some other game that none of us are involved in. No one likes pop-ups, people. Do you get that? No one. And if you're a business, you're going to have a pop-up?
No, it's gonna it ticks people off. The same with the little voice talking every time you move the mouse.
And yeah, come closer. Yeah.
Every time they move the mouse and the little, you know, the lady chases you around and says, "How can I help you?" You help by getting out of here.
Yeah. You
know?
You can't get it. It won't let you sometimes.
Right.
The mouse starts going around. You want to throw the computer to the wall. Yeah, you can't get it. You try to go hit that X and the X is bouncing around.
It's off to anger management.
Yeah.
And small Pepsis.
Oh. It's killer. This internet world, some of it's very good, some of it's very, very bad. I say for the most part it's bad.
Yeah.
Is this segment two? I want to make sure that I don't. Oh no! Don't tell me it was segment one of hour two. Segment two, hour one. Segment. What did I just do? Segment one, hour two. Segment two, hour one. Oh, so this is segment 2 hours because I want to make sure that I may hit the clock. See, I'm on the human resource clock management right now.
Oh, that's right, clock police.
See, Kate is on the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm long-winded.
Really?
Yeah. So I get, because in my morning show, I'm so used to talking for 50 minutes straight.
Right.
We don't take breaks on my show.
Right. No water.
The break is for you to get away from
me. No muffins. No Slurpees.
It's not for me to take. Right. It's not for me to take a break. It's for you to get away from me because you can't deal with me anymore. 10 minutes and 50 seconds on break on section two. Okay, good. We got 40 seconds.
Well, you're riveting, George. That's why no one wants you to take a break.
Bye bye, DWI. That's the website. I wish Mark was available for you in all states. Besides having him talking about all sorts of topics, he's an outstanding attorney and has helped quite a few people in New Hampshire. You were licensed anywhere else?
Yeah, Massachusetts, George.
Okay. How much work do you have to get to get licensed in another state? You got 8 seconds.
You have to take a bar examination in every state you want.
Oh! Jeez.
What was that groan for? It's better than a gong, I guess.
Gotta go. Be right back.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Filling in for Kate Delaney, my friend, extraordinary woman, and professional talk radio show host. Just think that maybe the air might be a little rough in Houston, having her ask me if I would fill in for her, you know. That's probably what all the listeners are thinking, too, at the same time. But not attorney Mark Stevens. He's with me and always enjoying this conversation with him. He's a good attorney. And his website's byebydwi.com. And just because that you practice law in the state of New Hampshire does not mean that people from outside the state can't maybe just ask you questions, talk to you. Can they do that or no? Or
you can tell them. Well, the thing is, we can't give legal advice if it's someone outside New Hampshire or Massachusetts. It would be inappropriate to anyway, even if it wasn't illegal. It would be inappropriate to, because I don't know what the laws are in Montana or wherever you're calling from. But but you should always speak with a lawyer. Most lawyers will at least speak with you on the phone or have a quick visit with you for free to kind of analyze whatever it is you're charged with. You should always know what, you know, what the worst case scenario is, what you're charged with, before you get started.
French bank BNP Paribas to pay $8.8 billion fine and plead guilty to breaching U.S. sanctions. Breaking news. I don't even know what it means.
That's a lot of francs.
That's what it means to me. It's a lot of money.
Hmm.
Some of the, you know, that's what, again, when I started this whole first time filling in tonight for Kate, I started off with that. Nothing shocks us anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm afraid for the, I know they'll be all right because my parents were afraid for my generation and their parents were afraid for their generation. You remember
your
mother's time.
Sure.
But this particular generation is moving in a direction that none of ours moved in. Very fast, very callous, not as open and communicable as we are because we learned the art of talking and looking with each other in the face and sitting down. Today they communicate through text messages,
right.
Online. It could be anybody. They're not even real anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, they're not being shocked by anything. Because, you know, our parents shielded us from a lot of the stories that these kids get to read today without even having to ask their parents.
That's right. They turned the channel or whatever so you didn't see it. And now it's coming onto the kid's phone.
The kid is privy to what you're privy to at an adult. Is that not scary?
Sure.
I think so. What's going to happen to a 20-year-old kid when he's watching stuff at 7 years old that I didn't watch till I was 17? Or
sure.
Couldn't see till I was 17?
Sure.
I don't know. It's kind of scary as far as I'm concerned.
It makes them numb to things, too.
That's my point.
Numb to violence. Numb
we are a passionate generation. I mean, I can already tell already that this generation's going down the tubes because their music sucks.
Some of it.
Oh, come on. It's horrible. Please. That's about as dumbed down as you can possibly get.
Well, that's
get.
Another thing, though, that goes from generation to generation, too, George. Is everybody
understand.
Thinks the next one's bad, you know?
Always said to myself, I don't want to sound like my father.
Yeah, there are people that thought the world was going to end because of Elvis, you know. But it's not.
Well, that's true. All right, well, you know, I know my
today parents. It's Lady Gaga, you know.
You're right. My. Well, I mean, come on. I can listen to big band music of the 20s and, you know, get a little bobbing of the head. You know, mm-hmm. I need to get a lemonade for some reason every time. I need to sit under a tree. I don't know why.
That's right.
But, you know, it engages you. It engages you. Most people like music, and it can engage you. 50s was an upbeat type of time. There wasn't a lot of bummer songs in the 50s. In the early 50s, there weren't.
Right.
They were all about girl guy type of stuff, cars, malted shakes, hamburgers, and it had this upbeat to it. 60s, once the drugs started taking spot, everything started going down. Then the war screwed up everything, and then we became rebellious, and music was an outlet. I mean, things changed quite a bit, but today's day music makes no rhyme or reason to nothing. You know? It's put together in a studio with drag-and-drop files. It's just not all of it, but, you know, come on. You're never going to see another Who. Just
no.
Like a Beatles and stuff like that. I understand. And I don't know
well,
what they...
I think fewer groups now, I think, generally. But
well, listen, let me put it this to you this way. You know music? See, Courtney knows music.
A little bit. I mean, I listen to it.
You listen to... You know bands' names.
Sure.
Okay, so you know big bands' names. All right, you're familiar with the Meadowlands Stadium?
Yes.
Okay, tell me a band that could sell out the Meadowlands on their own right now. On their own. No backup. I don't want Lollapalooza.
A band or an individual?
Either one.
Lady Gaga could sell it out. Lady Gaga could sell it out. She's got a very loyal following.
Is that a girl?
That's a girl.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. There was some question back of
that. I don't know.
Fool
me.
All right. Lady Gaga could sell out Meadowlands, you think, on her own?
Yep. Sure she could.
I don't know about that. I'm
Dr. Dre, maybe. Dr. Dre, maybe.
No way. No way.
Yeah.
No way. No way.
Come back? Sure.
No way.
Yep.
Uh-uh.
Yeah,
no.
He's got a multi-generational following.
I don't care. He's not selling out the Meadowlands. First of all, half his audience can't afford a ticket.
Look at Avicii just sold out the Garden.
Who?
Avicii, the one where all the kids got sick from the drugs last weekend.
The Garden. I'm talking about Meadowlands in Jersey outdoors.
Yeah, that's Avicii, though. I mean, that's... Kind of a,
I didn't know
kind
what to say.
Middle,
what kind of lesson?
Kind of a middleweight, you know what I mean?
What kind of words are you using right there?
Avicii's the name. It's a techno.
Avicii. Is a band.
Yeah, it's a guy, but it's a band.
By himself.
Techno guy. Yeah.
Selling out Madison Square.
No, not that Garden. The Garden. Boston Garden.
I mean The Garden. There's only one Garden.
That's you're right.
Mm.
But he sold it out. It's where the kids had 38 overdoses or something in there. Yeah.
All right, so what's going on to do with him was the drugs that night. Okay, well, he didn't.
Well, I don't know.
He didn't.
He was the attraction. But if a relatively not the top of the line guy can sell out a place like that, it's not unforeseeable somebody could sell out.
I didn't say it was unforeseeable, but it's kind of very difficult.
But it's not like the big stadium bands. I understand what you're saying. It's not like the
Well, even back then they had to do it too.
Right. But
they
right.
Okay, the Rolling Stones. That's my point. We could probably do it.
Sure.
And Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen, because they're from that area.
Bruce Springsteen probably sell
okay, but from that, from, you know, I don't think The Who would sell it out. I really don't. I'm talking sold out, brother.
Hmm.
76,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I don't think so. They
I think Lady Gaga could do it.
I don't think so.
I think
no.
She could.
No.
She's got a loyal fan base. They go from all over.
They've got a loyal fan base out of seven, 8-year-old kids.
Nah, it's wider than that.
Yeah, okay, let me tell you something. In our day, Farrah Fawcett would have been able to sell out by herself. It's the same thing.
Yes, she would have.
Okay? If she had Twitter back then, look out. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Yeah. No, Lady Gaga would never sell out the Meadowlands.
I think she could.
I can't do a live poll here.
No. I think you'd find it would be overwhelming that Lady Gaga would sell out the Meadowlands.
I don't think she could. Michael Jackson could have.
He could have, you're right.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But these are single act things that you're talking about. I'm talking about I don't even know any. We should get off this subject because it's epic fail. There's nothing going on with music. That's my point. Nobody knows Da Vinci or whatever his name is. Whatever you say. What is his name?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But
that's a whole different group over there of people. But it's not the same anymore. And
it's never the same. You go from generation to generation.
But my point is let me give you my reasoning, counsel, for why I don't think that she'll sell out. Because everybody can see her on video.
You can watch it at home.
And download it.
Yep.
Right. That's my thing.
Yep.
See, the point I'm trying to make here, 76,000 will not go to see Lady Gaga if they can see it.
Right.
But they will go see the Rolling Stones.
Right. All right.
But that's my point is that's there's only a couple. No one's left.
Mm-hmm.
No one's left that can do this anymore. They got to have.
I wonder if the Eagles could sell it out.
No.
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 I'd go.
No, of course you'd be the only. You'd be about with 700 people.
The only person.
No, only kidding. Only kidding. They would do well, but they couldn't. They might do 54,000.
Yeah.
That's still a good audience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I don't think so.
Hey,
because
who could sell it out? I know who could sell it out. Because I saw him at Gillette. You too.
Yes.
You too could sell it out.
There you go. Now you've given me a legit.
Big stadium.
Okay. Big, yeah.
Yep, they can sell
you know what? You too could do Friday, Saturday, Sunday sold out.
Yeah.
That's big.
They sold out too
at
Gillette.
I'll give it to you.
Gillette 70.
That's good. Yeah. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give it. By themselves.
By themselves.
Yeah, okay.
But they had an opening band. I forget what it was.
All right, but that's just to let people.
You go there to see them.
When you're going to sit down, you get some music in the background.
Right.
All right, there you go. There's legit. That's legit right there. I wouldn't go, though.
I've seen them. They're good.
I don't like the guy's politics.
Hmm.
You know?
But I don't even know what they are. I just like
Well, that's why I do. Listen to this coming up here. Now that we're all done making sense of that.
Thanks for helping me sort that out in my mind.
Right, thank you. The next year, people are going to be able to get this vehicle, right? I think it's called Elio. Elio Motors is promising this car next year. It's supposed to get 84 miles per the gallon on the highway, and it's going to sell for $6,800. Now, see, here's my point when speaking. Did I forget in the first segment, I was talking about the major news stories because last Thursday was one of the biggest news stories. I forgot to bring up the GDP numbers. That was a huge story as well, how they overinflated them, and we're down 2.5%. Over projected figures, and that consumer spending was up 1%, but we were down on 10% of our exports, which if you want the blue label terms for what I'm just talking about right there, people are spending money, but they're not buying American goods, and we're not shipping out American goods. There's that all summed up for you right there. So I always said if Americans could build a car that get good gas mileage, not as good as this right here. I mean, this is outrageous. I'll tell you more about this. I think that we'd be back on the track. I think that you'd be, you sell a brand new car that gets about 30 miles to the gallon for $9,000 or $8,000 cash in the United States and it'll come back on. I got to take a break. I'm Joe Joseph filling in. For Kate Delaney, attorney Mark Stevens is with me. We'll be back in a second.
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Sitting in for Kate Delaney. Thanks for just hanging out with me while she'll return on a Thursday morning. And I'm here with you now and tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out to my Twitter if you'd like to follow me when I have something important to say. Okay, not what shoes I'm wearing. All right, is at Mr. Talk Radio. If you'd like to follow Mark, he tweets a lot. You retweet. That's what you do. I've noticed you.
I do both. If I see something really good, like if it's from you, you know, something interesting, I'll retweet it because if I find it interesting, I want to share it with your friends.
How many followers do you have?
About 71,000.
What?
About 71,000.
Oh, man. How did you do that?
It's just grown over time, you know.
71,000.
Yeah. It's grown over time. If you interact with people, they tend to follow you. Yeah. You know, if you put out things that are... You know, people are interested in crime. They're interested
all the time,
in criminal
yeah,
topics.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we hear about this stuff. Lawyers talk about this stuff. Criminal defense lawyers from here talk to people from Texas or Florida or California about things that are happening there. Whether it be DWI roadblocks, drug searches,
so when
cell
you,
phone searches, whatever.
When you retreat,
retweet.
When you retweet one of my tweets, then 71,000 get it.
71,000.
So you promoted me.
It's better than a newspaper.
Oh, no. I have to give you a bag of my coffee.
That's good stuff.
People don't know about that. Foglifter.
Foglifter. That'll keep you up and tweeting.
It's a single origin Colombian roast. It's not a blend, which took me months to beat this roaster into submission to make the right roast for me.
It's good.
I sat there day and night tasting. Give me another one. Give me another one. Try that. Till we got it right.
Hmm.
And it's good stuff. I don't have a link up for it on my website, though. But anyway, yeah. So for that, you're going to get it. For retweeting my tweet, I'm going to give you a bag of
awesome
Foglifter coffee.
Hey, you'll be getting some more then.
Yeah, I don't drink much of it. You know, it's good.
No,
it doesn't give you the jittery feeling.
You don't get the 230s, the letdown.
No.
Right.
No, because it's not a high. It's just this. Right. You know, I do notice that one time when I first got it and brought it home, I tasted it. I drank it. It was late at night. It was like 8:30 at night. Late. That's late for a guy that gets up at 4. And I drank it, and then I'm sitting there at bed at 11 o'clock going, I'm not tired. But I wasn't jittery.
Right.
You know, and it was like, oh, no, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So there it is, 12:15, 12:45. I drank it at 8:30, first time I had it. And I was like, oh, boy, this stuff's jacked.
It's good.
But it doesn't make you feel like you're jacked.
That's right.
It's just coffee. It's just good because it's a Colombian roast and it's fresh as you can get it.
Yeah, it is.
You can smell
it. Smells good.
Oh, it's good. Now, listen, it's my drug of choice. It is a drug, you know. I have to tell
it's
you.
It's a gateway.
Oh, no.
It's a donut. Yeah.
Gateway. Hey, listen. So, you know, I also am guilty of performance enhancing drugs.
That's right.
Because I drink it in the morning before the show. You know, and I have done shows without them. Do we want to watch President Obama announce former Procter & Gamble executive Ronald McDonald to lead the VA? Someone's going to straighten that out. Oh, boy, could I go on for hours about that nonsense. President Obama introduces nominee to head the department. What a nightmare the Veterans Affairs are, huh?
Yeah, it's sad.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about that. of course, because I do a lot of reading, especially about military stuff. I mean, you know, here's 4th of July is coming up. You know, if there's a lot of kids out there, young, what's a kid today? To me, you're under 40, you're a kid, you know?
Sure.
But they have no idea what the 4th of July is. To them, it's fireworks, more pot, more beer. You know?
Yeah.
And birth control.
No longer employer provided.
Yeah, but I think there's going to be criteria for that.
Oh, I'm sure. There's criteria for everything.
You've got to, what are you going to do? You've got to prove to them that it's religious something or other, you know?
Hmm.
You can't just say, look, we're not going to provide that for anybody. But anyway, I feel for these veterans.
Yeah.
You know? I kind of do. I'm not a veteran. My dad was. I have lots of friends that are veterans, and I have a few acquaintances that are in the military now. But I have interviewed hundreds of them. I've interviewed Vietnam infantrymen, Korean War veterans. I interviewed, and forgive me because I can't remember his name, he's a colonel, a rear admiral, who was a prisoner in Vietnam War who was blinking SOS with his eyes to ABC News in 1965. I interviewed that guy.
Really?
He was a great interview. He wrote a book.
Yeah.
It was great. I did a whole special on him for 1 hour. What these guys and gals do is amazing, first of all. But I surely don't think they're getting treated as well as they should be over here. And that's due to not just a half-assed opinion. It's due to research and speaking with these guys and gals. Who, for the most part, are very proud. Very proud.
Right.
They're different cut, a breed from different, you know, they can put up with a lot of you-know-what on the chin.
Right.
And I just feel for them today, you know. I just don't. And this is why when we're talking about the, and I'm not going to use his name because I don't want I don't want to lead you anywhere. When we're talking about health care for everybody in America, you know, I have to deal with a lot of veteran problems in my state. I think it's one of two states in the United States of America that does not have a full-service dedicated veterans hospital.
Wow.
Okay? They have to schlep these soldiers and veterans if they need, you know, in-house care to Vermont or Massachusetts.
Hmm.
And I see the way that they provide health care for the veterans, right? These guys and gals, as far as I'm concerned, are supposed to have the best of the best.
They should.
It's horrible. Hmm. So what makes me think that the government's going to take care of me any better with their health care? That's how I see it.
No, certainly not.
Well, there you go. Speak to any veteran. Most of them won't complain, but they suffer like you know what.
Mm-hmm.
They're soldiers. You know? So I feel for them. I don't know if that's ever going to get straightened out. And of course, the other side is a tragic. I was speaking to a guy the other day. He's an acquaintance of mine. He's a Vietnam veteran. All right, 17 years old. He quit school and joined the military. Mm-hmm. He was in the 1st Marine Battalion that went over to Vietnam.
Wow.
And I was just, if I'm sitting down having a coffee and I'm talking to somebody, I just love to learn. Tell me a little bit about your life. Give me that. I want to live that experience you did. I didn't. But my dad sure as hell was in the parking lot when I was 16 years old, my birthday. I think it was 16 or 18 at the time, he brought me right over to sign up for the draft. That was my birthday present. On that birthday that you're supposed to sign up for the draft, he brings me to the place.
I did too.
But I didn't make it or anything. So I'm talking to this guy. He goes, George, this guy is a tough, proud American, raised a family, whatnot, And he said, I was 17 years old. I joined the military, volunteered. They sent me over the 1st Battalion Marines. I was trained for 4 months, went over there, dropped off in the jungle with an M14 rifle. You don't know what scared was, he said. Scared was scared. You would just lay and do anything. And I just said, come in and experience it all. So he did. And he was in there for 4 years. And then he got out and he went back. And he went back in as the Army. He went back over in the Army. So he did 6 years honorable discharge from the Army and the Marines. But he'd never talk about it. Ever would tell you anything. You wouldn't even know if you didn't ask. He doesn't like to relive that thing. But he still suffers from PTSD. And he is 61 years old.
Wow.
But you wouldn't know it. But internally, he knows it. So I asked him, how are they taking care of you? I mean, how's your health? He says, it's horrible. It is horrible how they treat us, man. You don't feel like you're going to a hospital. You feel like you're going to an institution.
Yeah.
And this is what bothers me most of all, what's going on. They make all the fanfare. The news covers all this stuff, making it look like it's a high, Independence Day, Veterans Day. And these guys, they'll walk down these parades and they wave inside. They're feeling like, you know what? Go blank yourself. That's the majority of how these guys and gals feel. And it's a shame. And I can't fix it. But I sure as hell know what 4th of July means. And, I want to thank all of anybody who's listening that's a veteran. I don't care what you did in it. You still sacrificed your life to do whatever you did
right.
For the independence of our country and continuing on that road. I just wish you could be taken care of a little bit better.
They should be treated better, for sure.
One of the biggest things they should be treated in is that when you come back, they need to have an acclimation period for them. That I feel. That's my own opinion. They don't. They throw them off the... pick up that soldier in Manchester Airport. He's been in Afghanistan for 4 years. Well, pick up the soldier in Texas, that's been over there. And pick him up. He's got his... We'll give you his back. Huh? Is that how you do that? These people can hardly function. They've been walking around in a foreign land with guns, looking at kids that didn't even know if they were going to shoot them or not, always a high alert, and now you expect them to go out and get a job tomorrow? It doesn't work like that. I think we're failing our veterans. My own opinion. You don't get politicians talking about this when they're coming around to knock you on your door and do your dog and pony.
No.
No. They give you the bullshit. I want everybody... I should sell these George gongs. So when the politicians come to the door, just whack the gong. So I don't want to hear your bullshit.
Put a little sign on it. That's
a good sign. We got to take a break right here on Kate Delaney. Tony Mark Stevens, and I'm George Russell. Bye-bye, DWI. Twitter, mine is Mr. Talk Radio. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.